Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech execs worldwide, and our subject today is comfort zoning. Before we get to that, a couple of notes. First, as I told you at the end of the previous episode, I'm working on a new book, and I'm looking for beta readers. So if you're interested, my email is in the show notes, drop me a line, I'll be happy to give you access. Two. In a few days, I'm starting a new series where a few times a month, I'm going to be going live for about 20 minutes, talking about some ideas, sharing some value, and also answering your questions live for a few minutes. If you'd like to get access, it's free. Just sign up on my newsletter. The link is in the show notes, and you'll be the first to know about it, and you won't miss it out. And now, our topic, comfort zoning. Well, it seems like some people, rather than be aware of their comfort zone, try and move out of their comfort zone, realize when they're too deeply ensconced within their comfort zone, are actually actively working on making it bigger. And I'm not talking making it bigger as in I'm traveling around, I'm getting out of my comfort zone, and then I'm effectively making that bigger. I'm more comfortable with more things. No. It's like they're making, deeper. They're digging more and more into their comfort zone. So it becomes a lot harder to leave your comfort zone. And I'm going to try and say comfort zone a bit less from now on. Now, to try and help you, first of all, realize this and what I mean, I'll start with an example. I recently talked to a startup that I believe had a very nice idea, something that should work. I've seen my fair share of startups. This sounds as legitimate as it pretty much can be. Can actually show how it is saving companies money. Should work. Last I talked to the founder, it was like, we're almost done with our MVP. We're going to start talking to clients, and then we'll see what goes. Cut to now, I recently talked to him again. It turns out it's been a year, and he basically tells me the same thing. We have an MVP ready. We're going to start talking to clients. Turns out in between, I'm not having deja vu. In between, they had their MVP ready. They realized that, it doesn't make sense. And then they started thinking, rehashing, and just not actively doing things fast enough. So it took them a whole year to decide on what they're going to do different, decide on that new comfort zone, and start moving. And frankly, are they now really ready? Did they now really get an MVP that's a year's worth better? I'm not sure. I don't know. We're going to find out soon, I'm guessing. But bottom line is, they just wasted a year being there, not moving fast enough, not asking enough people, what's going on? What do you think? Not experimenting fast enough. They were just sitting pretty much where they were. From what I can tell as an outsider, what they're not doing is not that different. So it doesn't sound like we've had 5 pivots during the course of that year. And I'm like, come on, you were just sitting there. What were you doing? And I'm putting that aside because I don't have all the details. But this is not something that's so out there. I see constantly people who waste a lot of time not actively doing things for myriad reasons. But the bottom line is they're staying where it's nice and cozy. They're not going for that, in air quotes, dangerous thing to do because I don't want to talk to more clients. That's scary. That might reveal that what I'm doing doesn't make sense or needs to be changed. So what you're doing is you're piling on more and more and more things into your process, into how you're doing things to effectively make it a lot harder to get out of your comfort zone, to talk to people, that everything becomes slower and slower and slower. And even if you yourself are not seeing that, I bet there are quite a few people in your organization suffering from this right now. And you can spot this if you try and map out the interfaces between your people and the outside world. That might be how often they're talking to product to show them what they're doing, how often you are having demos to stakeholders, to customers, how often you're actively talking to customers, to users, and seeing what they're saying. And that's one, mapping out those interfaces, and two, consider what is your decision friction, as in how hard it is to really get started with making decisions fast on a direction and iterating on it. Is everything a really hard thing to do? Is getting started like something that requires immense political acumen in your organization? Someone really has to champion it? Or are you hungry? Are you striving, waiting for someone to just come up with an idea and then you charge ahead and say, you know, that's a valid idea when we consider the trade-offs, as in what we might gain, what we might lose by trying it. It makes a lot of sense. Let's go for it. Are you just doing that? Or are you piling on more processes, more questions, more, I don't know, ways that make you feel like you're covering your behinds, but essentially just wasting time and not really helping anyone get anywhere faster? So bottom line is, someone in your organization is doing it. I hope that's not you, but it just might be. So consider your inputs, map them. Are you talking to people outside enough? Are you actively getting feedback? Are you getting surprises or insights or even just confirmations that what you're doing makes sense regularly or not? And are you lowering the decision friction? Because as your organization gets older, as it gets bigger, the decision friction tends to just get much, much harder. And you, in fact, need to work merely to maintain it. And I'm not saying you should just maintain it, you should make it lower. So this is something you actively need to work on. Look at how your processes are being formed. See where there are bottlenecks, where people tend to get stuck, and go for those with a knife between your teeth. You have to work on this. And if you get that, maybe you're not going to end up wasting a year doing nothing. And this being the start of a new Jewish year, I want to wish you all a happy new year. And hopefully, this is going to be the last year you're getting yourself ensconced within your comfort zone. And you're going to start traveling outside of it as much as possible. And if you need help doing that, you know where to reach me. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes and it is open for beta readers. So let me know. And second, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. Only one email a week and you're going to be apprised first about my new live series. So check it out. Link is in the show notes. Thank you. Talk soon.